To be a Christian, as I understand Christ, means the acceptance of the absolute authority of Jesus in all my life. It means that in everything I am and do, when I eat and drink, when I buy and sell, when I work and play, when I read and think, that I look to Jesus as my master. It means that I enthrone him as king in my affection, that I subject my friendship to his dominion, that I conduct my business and my intellectual and social life under his inspection and direction. It means that my ruling passion, the passion that absorbs all other interests, shall be to live my whole life under the sovereignty of Jesus. It means that I honor his name above every other name and place obedience to him above every other obligation. To be a Christian means that I am no more my own man, but Christ's man. It means the giving of myself away to him, so that I have no more right or title to myself, so that I have no more claim upon myself, and I am no more at my own disposal. To be a Christian means that I belong body and soul to Christ now and evermore, for him to do with me as he will. Hence, it means that in being Christ's man, I am set free from all fear. My joy must be in doing his will, in being his slave, in the confidence of whatever comes to me when following him is his doing. In a real sense, I make him responsible for my life. I am responsible for following. He is responsible for leading and keeping. It can be none of my business what happens to me, what I gain or lose, when I follow him. That is Christ's business. It is his to command, mine to obey. I am sure that he will not waste a fragment of my life if I let him possess it and direct it. I am also sure that it will be mainly waste, friction, vain striving and misdirected effort, sickening failure and defeated ambition, if I try to direct my own life. My part as a Christian is not to find out the opinions of men, but to keep my eyes fixed on Christ, to let my mind dwell on him, having a constant mental vision of his character, to make his life the food on which my soul shall live, to make his gospel and word the textbook and authority by which I stand or fall. Amen.